First of all, Adam, we're discussing, you're getting prepared, of course, for 2017 World Aquatics Championship. It's next week, Adam. You should surely be in the swimming pool.
Yeah, I mean, now this time of year, as funny as it sounds, this is when we rest the most, just because we obviously train so hard throughout the year. So, yeah, I'm just chillaxing at the moment, get ready to race.
Yeah, and I would imagine you're slightly confident going into this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Rio gave me, you know, a huge confidence boost, but you know, the training I've done over this past year since Rio has given me an even bigger confidence boost. So, yeah, I'm looking hopefully to go out there and defend my titles.
How is it form-wise? I mean, how do you know you're in good form? Can you tell from the way you're training that you're in good form? I guess it's hard to judge, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you can go out there and train, you know, the best you can for 12 months and come away with, you know, nothing. So it's a huge gamble, but you know, the more confidence and the more kind of you reflect yourself in training, you know, the better you'll do. But you know, I've absolutely been doing, you know, really good in training. So it's looking good so far.
The thing that impresses me about Olympians the most is not like footballers or rugby players where they've got to do it every week. These guys have got to get tuned up for one big event or one big competition. And the fact that you can come and do it and turn it on the day, how do you do that, Adam? Is it a mental thing? I find it unbelievable. And I think when people break records like you've done, it's so admirable.
Yeah, I mean, oh, thank you firstly, but it's, I don't know, it's such a weird one for me because, you know, this is my life, this is what I think of every single day, so, you know, before I even race that race, I've done it in my head 1,000 times before, so even before the final in Rio, I've been racing that race for, you know, 8 years in my head before that, so, you know, you've got to kind of visualise where you want to be and where you want to go, and that helps me massively, but, you know, a lot of athletes and a lot of people are very different in how they prepare.
You sound sort of a very sort of down to earth, very calm, but because I would imagine, like you say, you've run that race for like 8 years in your head. That the pressure when it comes down to you, and you're still on the side of the pool just before that Olympic final. Do you feel any pressure at all?
Yeah, I mean, no, not really.
This is amazing.
You know, when you walk out and you've got, you know, probably 15,000 in the stands to the right, to the left, in front of you, and you've got people cheering for you. And you got, you know, millions at home, you know, kind of wanting you to bring back gold. It's, you know, you would have thought you'd have a bit of pressure, but for me, it was just, you know, it's kind of going out there and getting what I want and what I kind of deserve because I've trained, you know, so hard for these last few years, and I want to put my country on the map. I want to bring back the first gold medal for GB. So, you know, the pressure is not really a thing for me. You know, I just want to go out there and kind of enjoy it and, you know, swim for two lengths as fast as I can, as simple as it is.
Yeah. We've been asked about Adam's ability, haven't we? We've got a question for you.
Now, young Charlotte Robinson, it's her birthday today, Adam, and she's 14 years old. She's just been selected for Team GB for this European team event that's happening in Győr in Hungary, and they go off at the end of this month. And she's a swimmer, and she has asked, and she's the youngest person in the team, I believe, as well, European Youth Olympic Festival, it's called, and she has said, how do you swim so fast? It's that simple, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, happy birthday, firstly. Yeah, I think when you're that age, you know, just go out there and enjoy it. You know, take the whole experience in because, you know, you won't get that experience again. But at the same time, take every opportunity you get and grab it with both hands because, you know, you never know when it's going to be your last or your first. So, you know, I just live my life to the fullest and kind of go out there and enjoy it as best as you can, really.
She's 14 today. She said she's got school, then she's off to do a training, then she's off to the gym. So just a standard day, I guess, for someone who wants to be a professional athlete. She looks up to guys like you. Who were you looking up to when you were coming through the ranks, so to speak?
I've always loved Muhammad Ali, the way he, you know, the way he trained, the way he promoted the sport. And, you know, I just, you know, absolutely loved. I love boxing now as well, so it's... yeah, he's kind of one of my biggest idols when I was a kid. But, you know, for me, you know, swimming wasn't the thing I always chose to do, really. You know, it was just one of those sports I did, you know, in the summer holidays and just kind of chilled out with my mates, went on the inflatables. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, it was just something fun to do. And then, you know, I carried on doing it and, you know, here I am.
Because weren't you scared of water initially?
Yeah. Until my kind of mates got me down there and got me on the inflatables and trying to see the fun side of it, then I was hooked on it and kind of I would say thrill seeker, but it's only a pool, so probably not a, as much of a thrill seeker as I think.
It's funny. We, I drove past the local swimming bass with my son. He's 16 the other day. And just reminisced about some time. We used to go swimming all the time, like you said, jumping in off the top board, messing about. We'd go there on his bikes, you know. Different world, wasn't it then?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's... yeah, I mean, now you have to take it a little bit more serious if you want to take it to the top. But yeah, no, I've had so much fun over these past few years and past childhood that, you know, it's obviously great to work with some Pat to, you know, carry on and hopefully get more people involved in sport.
Yeah, because Sunpat have done this research, haven't they? That makes me feel good. That 85% of kids want to spend more time outside rather than playing computer games indoors. That's got to be good, Adam, for the future.
Oh yeah, 100%. And you know, only us now as Olympians and as professional athletes can kind of promote that. You know, you need to be outside. You need to be doing sport, and it's probably one of the best things you can do because. You know, that's what the winter's for, you know, going inside and, you know, playing on your PlayStation and stuff. You want to be outside in the summer playing with your mates and like I did down the local baths, you know, be on the inflatables. But, yeah, I mean, and this is what this whole campaign is about, fueling the families campaign and trying to get people outside, trying to get kids outside. And, yeah, I mean, it's hopefully going to, you know, be great for people to kind of experience that kind of summer.